Okay, we're starting Bezos Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel. We're actually going to begin at the two dots, Nun Beis and Mid Beis, the last two dots, which is discussing the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah was discussing, we moved on from, we're in Parak Hazav, we're talking about Aina, moved on from the Aina of Metalton to the Aina of money. How much can a Sela be Chasera, right, can be missing without having Aina? What is the Shir Aina when it comes to money itself? Then the Mishnah said that you may use this coin. So it sounds like the coin that has Aina, you can use for Maaser Sheni, and you don't have to be worried. She'ina ela nefesh ra. Okay, now the Pasha understanding, I guess someone who doesn't accept this coin is a nefesh ra, okay, and therefore, since it's the person who won't accept it is a nefesh ra, which means generally it will be accepted. If it generally will be accepted, therefore it may be used for Maaser Sheni. So let's start with the Gemara that Amar Rav Papa, Shma Mina, Haiman Demukim Azuzi, if a person insists on getting full value for his coin, Mikri Nefesh Ra, he's called a Nefesh Ra, Vahani Mili Hu Desanile. Okay, it's only if you can use them, and then if it's usable, meaning it is in circulation, you can use it if you wish, and you insist on getting full value, you're a Nefesh Ra. Now, what exactly the Chiddush of our Papa is, because does seem to be what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying you can use it for Maaser Sheni because someone who refuses to accept it is a Nefesh Ra. Okay, so the Rav Rishonim learned that the Chiddush is that it's not only that you refuse to use it at natural, meaning Kifi Shavya, at the actual value, but even if somebody doesn't want to accept it at all, right, B'dmei Yafeh at all, the way Rashi is, going to learn it, is even if you don't want to accept it at face value, you're called a Nefesh Ra. And that's really going to be Rashi's, it'll set up for Rashi's Mahalach on how to learn this sugya. Meaning, so Papa's coming to say, it almost seems like, it seems like when you read it, as if it's just repetitive of the Mishnah, right? Haiman demukim azuzi mikri Nefesh Ra, which is what the Mishnah said. You can use it for Maaser Sheni because you're Nefesh Ra. So the way Rashi learns the sugya is, you could use it for Maaser Sheni at face value. That's the Havamina. We're going to come to change it at the end, but you could use it at face value. Meaning, if you have a coin that has Kedei Aina, so it's Chasera Kedei Aina. Let's just go with Rav Shimon Shita of a 6, right? It's a 6, a 12th, or a 24th. You may use that coin, okay? And you may use that coin because, and there's really two points that we're trying to focus on. And we'll see at the end of this, we're going to bring this together. Number one, we know that Maaser Sheni has to be Vitzarta HaKesef. You can't, for instance, be paid the Maaser Sheni onto an Asimon. So it needs to be a coin, a proper coin, number one. So that's number one Chiddush, is that the Pashut way of understanding the Mishnah is some, you know why it's considered a proper coin? Because somebody, you're right, some people will refuse to accept a coin that's Chasser, even if it's Chasser Kedei Aina, which we know it's a coin, you just can get the Aina money back. But those people are in Nefesh Ra, and therefore it's considered a coin, right? So that's the Pasha understanding. Comes along with Papa and says, no, that a person who refuses to accept a coin at the face value, meaning there's two values we could talk about. The coin had an original, you know, face value of a Sela, and then if it went down by whatever the amount, whatever Shita you're in, let's say Rav Shimon a 6, so then it's the actual value. So it's actual value, face value, and we're coming to say, number one, it's a coin. Maaser Sheni has to be paid onto a coin. Number two, comes with Papa to say that anybody who insists on getting full value, meaning that won't take it at the face value, refuses to accept it, that's a Nefesh Ra. So that's why Rav Papa is adding a level of Chiddush. Now this would be Masayel the Chizkiyah. So this is the way, like I said, we're setting up the sugya according to Rashi's pshat. This would be a proof to Chizkiyah. Damar Chizkiyah. Chizkiyah holds Balaparta. Now, if you want to exchange the money of Maaser Sheni, so, and that is actually the normal way that normally you would exchange the money of Maaser Sheni. Meaning, the first thing you would do is you're in the field, you take your Maaser Sheni, you are mechalel it onto money, then you take the money up to Yerushalayim, then you would exchange it in for lower denominations to actually spend. Okay, so when you're going to change in money for money, the money of Maaser Sheni, so then parta b'shavya. It has to be at the current value, okay, meaning not face value, balachalula, or you can use the current value, balachalula mechalel b'yafa. Now it sounds like Yafa, Rashi says, what does Rashi say in Yafa? That Balachalala, that you can Mechalala Meiser B'dmei Sela Yafa. That's face value. So the way Rashi learns is Balachalala, Bala Parta, Parta B'Shavya. You have to use the actual value, meaning the lower value. Balachalala Mechalala B'Yafa, that if it was a Sela, but it was Nechsar Kedei Aina, you can still use the face value essentially, so you're kind of a little bit, right? You're shorting Ma'aser Sheni, which the Gemara is going to have a problem with. My kamar, hachi kamar, says the Gemara. What are we saying in understanding this thing like Chizkiyah? Afal pishet kishet bala parta bishavya. Even though that you're only going to get, when you go to the money changer in Yerushalayim, you go to change it in, he doesn't care that it's Ma'aser Sheni money. He's going to give you partos, right? So you're only going to end up getting the actual value, not the face value. Kishu mechala mechala biyafa. Okay, so that is the way Rashi learns the sugya, and I just do want to mention that Tosfos has two other pshatim that he brings down, but you have to weave it all through the shakal attire of the Gemara. So we'll stick with Rashi, which is easier. But I'll just mention the fact that Tosfos mentions because of this problem, meaning if a person refuses to accept something and it truly is kedei no, and it's truly worth less, so why would that be? Why would he be a nefesh ra? Tosfos has to learn a new pshat going all the way back from what Rav Papa is coming to say. Okay, and he'll also say that, again, you could either say that we are talking about it went down kedei ayna, and the chiddush is that even though the shulchani, because it's a coin that people generally don't accept, therefore, when you go to change it in, the shulchani is going to want a discount, right? Because it's harder for me to move this coin. There's really three levels now we're talking about. There's the face value. There's what the coin's actually worth after ayna. And then the shulchani, because people don't necessarily want this coin, even at the lower value, they'll take an additional discount on that. And that's what Chizkiyah is coming to talk about, is an additional discount that you could use the face value. You don't take an additional discount. Okay, or we could be talking about, this brings another shot, that we're talking the Ma'aser Sheni, where it's actually chaser less than kedei ayna. Then you could say face value, it's not as problematic, right? Rashi, you're now saying, for Ma'aser Sheni, and this is what the Gemara is going to ask on, is that that not only, even though abal aparto, you're only going to get actual value, not the face value, because it's a coin that had ayna, still, to be mechala Ma'aser Sheni, you can use the face value, right? So you're essentially ripping off Ma'aser Sheni. Okay, now it's different than Hekdesh, right? It's different than Hekdesh because Ma'aser Sheni, the money is yours, but you're ripping off Ma'aser Sheni. So, frak the Gemara, lememra, the Sabar Chizkiyah and the Mezalzo, Ma'aser Sheni. Does Chizkiyah hold that you can be Mezalzo with Ma'aser Sheni? Really? Really? So you can rip off Ma'aser Sheni? What are you talking about? V'amar Chizkiyah, Ma'aser Sheni Shein by Shavar Pruta. So let's say you have Paris of Ma'aser Sheni and it's not a Shavar Pruta. Okay, so the problem is that you cannot go ahead and be mechalal it. Okay, the way that Rashi explains it, and we're going to spend some more time on this. We're going to spend some more time on this today. But if in order to be mechalal the peiros, you know, there is, according to most mefarshim, there is kedusha of or ma'aser sheni. The peiros have the status of ma'aser sheni, even if it's less than a shavar pruta. But you cannot be mechalal onto money because you need a pruta's worth of money to be koilet. Okay, so you can't do a separate chilul because you need a full. It has to be matzvis, a full shavar pruta. So aimer hu v'chaim shem chol amos harishaynes. Okay, that what you can actually do is, so now I come and I have my fruits that's less than a shavar pruta. I can add it to an already existing coin that had it. Why? Why can I do that? Because you cannot be mitzamtzem, which means when a person is being mechal initially, right? Let's say he did his first batch of peiros onto ma'os. He is not, it's yeshul etzamtzem, so he's going to add up. He's always going to err on the side of caution. So much so that when I found a little bit more that was less than a shavar pruta, so I can't do it again onto a pruta, right? I can't be mechal again onto a pruta because I don't have enough to make a pruta, but I can add it to the one that existed before. So what are you talking about? When you're mechal ma'aser sheni, if anything, you have to do it not bitzibs, you have to do it extra. So how could we possibly say here that based on our understanding of the Mishnah, you could use a coin that has ayna and be mechal ma'aser sheni, bin demei hayafa on the face value, even though the coin is worth less? So my biyafa. So Gemara says no. Biyafa actually means in Chizkiyah, what we mean is b'toyres yafa. You actually have to treat it better. Why? The trezili lo mezalzli dinambe. Okay, because we can't be mezalzli twice. Meaning, number one, like we to bring it full circle, like we explained that since we're allowing you ma'aser sheni, really needs vitzar to hakesef. It needs a proper coin, and since we're allowing you, number one, zilzol, we're allowing you to use a coin that isn't right. That's a coin that has ayna. We're still going to allow you to use it for ma'aser sheni. So therefore, when you're mechal, you have to be mechal be yafe. Right? It's not that you can be mechal face value. It's you have to be mechal add extra. Meaning, it has to use the lower value. Okay, as I'll just read Rashi. yes, we'll allow one zilusa, the mischal al sala chasera, that you can use a coin that's missing something. We're not going to consider like an asimain, but I will trade zilil. We're not going to allow you to use the face value of a coin that has aina. Okay, and therefore, like we explained, so much so, like we see, and we're going to go into this right now, this gufa, but like we see that you have to go with the lower value, meaning you have to assume the coin is worth, right, the actual value, not the face value, and so much so that when you're mechal, like we brought down, like the mission, like Chizkiya said, like Chizkiya said in his second memra, that that when you're mechal ma'aser sheni, you actually leave some room on the coin, meaning you go use more money than the fruits are actually worth. Now, guf amar Chizkiya ma'aser sheni she'en bo shava pruta, like we explained, that if you don't have a shava pruta, that it and its chaimesh, right, you could fit it into the ma'aser rishonis, lefi she'efshar loy la'adam letzamtzei ma'aser. Frakti gemara meisve hatruma v'habikurin chayav aleha misa. Okay, so truma. Now, this brisa is coming to compare. it's coming to compare ma'aser sheni versus truma and bikurin. So the different chumras ostensibly that truma has. Hatruma v'abikurin chayv and aleha misa. You're going to be chayev misa, meaning a zar that eats them. V'chaymesh, and you're chayev chaymesh, meaning again, if a zar eats it b'shoygeg, you're going to be chayev chaymesh. So b'mezid you'd be chayev misa. B'shoygeg you'd be chayev to pay the truma back plus a chaymesh. V'asurin lazarin. Okay, it's asur for a zar to eat. Only a kayin's allowed to eat it. Truma. They nichse kayin. Truma is nichse kayin. Meaning it belongs to the kayin. Kayin can be mekadesh isha with it. That's the example that Rashi uses. Okay, now we're contrasting this with meiser. So meiser, what we're saying is not nechse kayin, but rather it's hektish. So that Rashi says that would be like shitas from Meir that holds on meiser sheni. Actually, as a status of hektish, it's not yours. That's machlekes tanaim. But oilam b'achad umeya. Okay, now if let's say you had a piece of truma tameya that fell into tahira, okay, then you could be oilam b'achad umeya. So the bittul when it comes to truma is 101. Okay, now. Okay, v'tu'unan, I'll go back to it, I'll explain that, I'll speak that afterwards. Okay, v'olam v'achanumeya, v'tu'unan rechitza, you're going to need, in other words, I just want to mention, normal bittul is bittul b'raiv, right? So truma requires bittul in 101. Tosfos says it's an asmachta, it's the asmachta din d'rabbanan, but the point is it's more machmer when we talk about the bittul. V'tu'unan rechitza siyadayim, you have to wash your hands like we know that yadayim are shniyas coming up on Pesach, right, for Orchatz. Okay, so you have to wash your hands to eat truma. The harav shemesh, and you need harav shemesh. Harav elu b'truma b'bikur masha enkim b'meiser. Okay, now these things do not apply to meiser. So these chumras are exclusive to truma b'bikur, not meiser. Masha enkim b'meiser lav mikal de meiser batol beruba. So what it means is meiser will be batol b'raiv. Truma is only batal be'echad umeya. Okay? Now, v'im isa l'chizkiya, if Chizkiya is correct, that there's a way. Now, the b'risa must, when we talk about what type of ma'aser are we talking about in regards to bittul, right? What type of bittul are we talking about? Something that becomes tamei. And Rashi speaks this out. V'alkarchav ma'aser she'ein b'y takanta, lo'y b'bidiyah, v'lo'y la'loy selu Yerushalayim ka'amar. Okay? Meaning it became tamei. Now, it became tamei, and now it fell into other tahar ones. So we want to go ahead. Rashi says, because if you had a way to deal with it, Amar Rabbanon, Davar Sheish, Loi B'Pdivla, Diyis Beit Takanta, Amar Rabbanon, Davar Sheish, Matirin Loi Bato. Okay, so that's the Gemara's kasha now. Now, v'im isa de Chizkiya havali davar sheyesh la matirin. So this bittul that we're talking about by meiser would be a davar sheyesh la matirin. V'chol davar sheyesh la matirin rafilu be'elef le batol. Okay, so when we're talking about, as Rashi says, that we're talking about a case of meiser sheni that became tamei, and then was Ma'urav, right? So now you want to be Mavatol it. So how do you deal with it? We have to be talking about Maaser Sheni, like Rashi says, Valkacha Maaser Sheni, Shein Lo Takanto, Lo Bipadiyah, Lo Lo Yushalayim Kamar, the Isle Takanto, Amar Abaran, Devar Sheish Lam Atir, and Lo Batol. Valkacha Kagoin Shenitma. So Rashi says, we're talking about that it became Tame. The Lesle Takanta Bachila, you can't eat it. Ve'ein Bashava Pruta, the La Bar Pidiyah. So Rashi helps us understand where the Gemara is going with this, is what type of Maaser Sheni are we talking about? What type of Maaser Sheni are we talking about, if we're talking about Maaser, that you would need Bittul to rely on? Meaning, if it has more than a Shavar Pruta, so we're talking about it became Tame, so more than a Shavar Pruta, it's just Mechalan onto money. You're not going to take up the fruits up anyways and eat it. So we must be talking about Bittul, meaning that it became Tame, so you can't take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it itself, right? Because if, let's say you had regular fruits of Pachos from Shavar Pruta Maaser Sheni, right? And you could just take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there, right? You don't need to be Mechalan onto money. It's if you don't want to take it up, so then you're Mechalan onto money. So now over here, we have to create a situation where you must be Mechalan onto money. Okay, what is the situation where you must be machalit? That's because I can't take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it because it's tame. Now we're talking about bittul, which means, right? Bittul means that it got mixed with others, right? So we're talking about the fact that it's maaser sheni that became tame. You can't be machalit onto money. Why? Because it's less than a shavar pruta. Okay, and yet we're saying that what? We're saying that it's going to be bittul. Okay, frekt the Gemara, right? And we're contrasting that with Truma, which Truma requires Echad B'meya. It has to be 1 in 100. Then you can, we'll say it's Bittul. Now, by the way, Tosfos actually points out that even by Truma, where it's Echad B'meya, you have to take one out, because Truma is Maman Kayin. It belongs to the Kayin, like the Kaddish Isha, like we said before. So you have to take one out, because otherwise you could have a problem of Gezel of Kayin. So you have to remove one in regards to that, meaning you have the Kayin stuff that's in here, and Maman Bittul is not going to help. But for this Maaser Sheni, we're contrasting with Maaser Sheni, we're saying regular Bittul will work. Now the Gemara is asking that if in Chizkiya there's a way to solve this, meaning I could only say Bittul when I have no other options. When I have nothing else to do, then I'll say Bittul. But if it's Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, meaning according to Chizkiya, Maaser Sheni that's less than a Shavar Pruta, I could fit in with my previous Pidiyah that I did. It's Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, Mechol Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, Afilu Be'elef Le'batul. Okay, so that's where the Gemara got its kasha. If Chizkiya is correct, that Maaser Sheni Pachos Mishava Pruta, you could fit in to the money because, like we said, this was the second Chizkiya, that anytime you were Mechal Maaser Sheni, you wouldn't be Mezalzel, you'd always use a little bit more money, so there's enough left there to fit in something that's Pachos Mishava Pruta later, so now it's Davar Sheyesh Matirin, why should it be Batal? Now, in regards to Davar Sheyesh Matirin, just to talk about this for a second, Davar Sheyesh Matirin means that it's a Din Durabanan, that even though Bittul is... anytime you have Raiv, we would say that it's going to be Batal. If it's Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin, okay, or whatever Bittul, whatever din of Bittul is that we're talking about, Raiv in a case like this, if Tom is a different deal. But if Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin means that if it's eventually going to become, or there's a way to do it in a Hetzer Tikka Oifen, actually this Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi and Beah says, Ad Sheyechlenu Be'iser, Techlenu Be'heter, meaning don't use the Bittul because there's a way to do it properly. Don't rely on Bittul, right? It's a second option if you have no other option. But if there's another option, like we said, then Ach Dechlenu B'Isser, Dechlenu B'Heter. So there is a way to deal with this B'Heter, so don't rely on the Isser way. The Ran in the Dharm, actually, he holds that it's structural to Bittul. If you remember, the Ran famously discussed the idea that Bittul has to do with Stira, right? That when you look at, for instance, when it was relevant in Tam, right? That it has, the one overpowers the other. So now the... When we talk about Bittul, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, min b'minai, is that Bittul or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says no, but the Rabbanan say yes, because at least you have Isser and the Heter. Meaning, even if it's min b'minai, one, if it's the same thing that falls into the same thing, the Isser is nisbatel al yedei the Heter. Right, that you could use the same Bittul because it doesn't, even though the item looks and feels and touches the same, the Isser Shavai creates it. Okay, so therefore the Rabbanan, now if you go back, that only applies, and the Ran says it's in the Dharm. The Rabbanan only applies when there's Isser and Heter. But if there's Heter and Heter, then you can't have Bittul. Right, so Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin is not Isser, it's Heter. and it's heter and heter, you can't have betel, which that's the other way to understand the Gemara's kasha. Okay, and the Mefarshim actually speak that if you go with the Shita Ran, it does seem like it's more of a din d'oraisa, right? It's a structural to betel. Betel doesn't work. You need Isser and Heter, at least according to Rabbanon b'minay. So the answer that, again, it could also be working mid Rabbanon. But, okay, Al-Kabanim. Umimai demasha enkein b'maiser. Debatel b'ruba. Okay, how could you tell me umimai demasha enkein b'maiser? Debatel b'ruba dilma loy batel klal. So the Gemara first tries to say, hold on 1 second. Maybe, okay, it actually, in other words, you said masha enkein truma is batel in echad b'meya. Masha engein b'maiser, then it would be betel b'rayv. Maybe it means that there's no betel at all. Taka for this reason. In other words, we said that we have to be talking about a case, right? It didn't seem, the maiser that we have to be talking about here is where you can't just bring it up and eat it, and you can't be machal at standard, right? Because it's tame and it's less than a shavar pruta, right? So in this very narrow window, maybe we're actually saying that maiser is more chamer. So the Gemara says, le'matzis amrit, you can't say that when this b'raisa compares and contrasts truma to meiser, then meiser is more chamer. Why? De legabe truma, chaymi de truma katani, kuli de truma like katani. Because this brisa is talking about the chumros of truma, right? Chayven alei misa v'chaymesh asurin lezarin nechsei kayin. So the Gemara says, hold on 1 second, really? V'ha katani v'hein nechsei kayin. Well, the nechsei kayin, that's right, as opposed to meiser, which we're saying, like the way we explained it in the brisa, which according to our mayor is not, doesn't belong to the Yisrael. It's considered mamon gavaya. So we see that this brisa, what are you talking about? The brisa could be talking about kulei truma as well. If we're talking about the kulei truma, could be that really meiser is not batel at all. Why taka for this reason is davar sheyesh lo matirin. Again, the case of meiser where it became tamei is less than a shavar pruta. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, so the Gemara says lo saka taitach. No, it must be that meiser can, and we'll see it straight up in a brisa, it must be that meiser pachos mishavar pruta, that's tamei, can be batel, you can have bitel. Titanya, behedya, meiser sheni, batel beruba. That meiser sheni is batel beruba. Ve'ezer meiser sheni amro, that's what the brisa says. But meiser sheni by shavar pruta. So that is a brisa that says it quite clearly that meiser that is less than a shavar pruta would be batel beruba. Again, if, what's our kasha? We're back to our kasha. If Chizkia is correct that anytime you're machal mice, since you're not mezalzel, you leave some extra space, you could be machal, let's say you find some new meiser sheni that is less than a shavar pruta, you could fit it into the previous chil you did. So again, meiser sheni batel beruba, meiser sheni shem shavar pruta, it's davar sheyesh matirin. Now, next part, just part of the brisa, which we'll get back to later, v'sheneknas u'shalayim v'yatza. So if you have, again, meiser sheni is going to be batel beruiv, that's meiser that doesn't have a shavar pruta, or sheneknas u'shalayim v'yatza. V'misal d'chizkiya, what are you talking about? Levelei d'chizkiya, v'necholei al meiser rishaynais, if chizkiya is an option, right? So how could you go ahead and say bitol when you have meiser sheni that's pachos mishavar pruta? If Chizkiya is correct that you could fit it into previous chil that you did, don't rely on bitol to be able to eat this meiser sheni. So the Gemara says, Doloi parek. Oh, because Chizkiya presupposes, in order to say Chizkiya's din, you had to have been machal previously. So the answer is, this guy didn't have other meiser sheni to machal it in, to fit it in. V'nesi meiser de isnei v'nitztarfinu. Okay, so why doesn't he take other peiros and be mitztarf it? Okay, so take other peiros and mitztarf the rice of the rabbanon loy mitztarfi. Okay, because you can't take, in other words, let's say I have a half a pruta worth of meiser sheni. I have a half a pruta worth of meiser sheni that is only going to be mechayiv. That ma'urav min ha'tayra is batel b'rayv. Okay, it's only because of this. Like we said, davar sheyesh lamatirin would not allow me to use bitel, but midaraisa it is batel, which means it's now only chayiv and meiser sheni d'rabbanon. So if I take other peiros and I combine this half with it and try to be machalit, I have d'raisa and d'rabbanon together. Because really, midaraisa, al t'roiv, I don't need, this is not meiser sheni, it's already batel. So the Gemara says, v'nesi demai. So why don't you bring other peiros of demai and be machalel it together with these? Demai is also d'rabbanon. So the Gemara says, you can't do that. Doma asi lasu yevadai, because you might bring regular ones that are chayiv d'oraisa, and you're back to your problem of being mechal d'oraisa and d'rabbanon under the same, combining them, mitzdarif them to combine to be paided. V'nesi shte prutais. So the Gemara says, okay, we're still trying to figure out over here why you can't be mechal, again, why you can't, why the why you're relying on bittul and not being mechal over here. Meaning, like Chizkia said, well, first of all, we said you didn't have an original one to fit this in under. So why don't you bring v'nesi shte prutais, v'nechal alayu maiser pruto mechza, v'nechal hai alhech yisera. So it says the Gemara, why don't you take two prutas, bring 1.5 prutas of new maiser sheni, and then together with this half, right? So that now I'm doing one onto one coin, one pruta onto one coin, the other half combined with this half onto another coin. Misvaras, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why you can't do. In other words, or actually, no, you have two prutas, so do the 1.5 onto the two prutas, and now I have a half a pruta worth of space to fit in this half a pruta that's the bottle one. So the Gemara says, Misvaras pruto mechza tafsa shte prutas. Okay, you want to tell me that a pruto mechza would be taifes to two prutas? Meaning, now it sounds like, okay, I used two prutas, I only was mechal 1.5 prutas worth, so I have a half left, I have a half a pruta worth left to now fit these in under, to be mechal them. So the Gemara says, loy, pruta tafsa pruta, v'chatzi pruta le tafsa. So the actual way it works is the 1.5 isn't taifas to two prutas, one goes to one, the half goes to the half, and now you're back to the same problem, which is you can't be mechal it onto a half. So you have to use a bigger coin. We'll see. So the Gemara says, "Hader habile da rice with drabanon." Right. So you're right back to your same problem, which is I have a half drabanon, meaning my tummy stuff that got mixed in that now was bittul, together with my stuff that's chayiv da rice. I can't put those two together. It's da rice drabanon because the one that was bittul is mid rice is bittul. It's only mid drabanon davar sheishal matirin that we're now saying that it shouldn't be bittul, and I can't fit that half together with this half into that one pruta. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so use a bigger coin. Vinesi iser, right? And that's the answer, right? Why don't you go ahead, take a pruta and a half of regular Maaser Sheni, good Maaser Sheni, chayiv daraisa, bimachal it onto an iser, a larger coin. Now you've got some space left in that coin, and you could fit in your bittul, tame, less than a shavar pruta, maaser sheni. Okay, dilma asi lasuye prutais. The problem is, if we allow you to do that, lechachila, then you might come to use it with two prutas, which we already know is a problem, and that's why we're saying it's batal. You can, right, we're going to say it's batal, and you have no option over here. Okay, it's a gzera, some form of gzera. Now, going back to the brisa, we said that it's not just this maaser sheni, tame, pachas to shavar pruta, that you can go ahead and we'll say it's bittal. Also, what else did we say? V'shenichnes Yushalayim v'yatza. Okay, so Maaser Sheni that left you went up to Yushalayim and then left. Okay, so what we're saying is Maaser Sheni in that case it'll be batal b'rayv. Okay, it went into Yushalayim and left. So now v'shenichnes Yushalayim v'yetz v'yatza v'amai v'lihader v'ni aile. Why don't you go ahead and bring it back into Yushalayim? You're saying if you left Yushalayim and you took the Maaser Sheni out. So it's batal b'rayv. Why is it? Again, davar sheish matir and bring it back to Yushalayim. You need a Yushalayim. How could we just say it's batal? So the Gemara says, kishenitma, it became tame. Well, the Gemara says, okay, no problem. Vinifrike. So again, if we're talking about Meiser, saying you should be pyrikit, right? Be machalad on to other money. Dam rabbi lazer, minayin lemeiser sheni shenitma shepoyden isai. That even if it became tame, you can be poyde'e. Afilu be Yushalayim, im Yushalayim. Shenemar. As the pasuk says, kiloi suchal seisai ve'ein seis ela achila, and seis means achila, meaning when can you be paid the maaser sheni? Anytime you can't eat it. Now, normally in Yerushalayim, you wouldn't allow you to be paid it because you could eat it there. So, but this is tameh. Kiloi suchal seisai. You can't eat it in Yerushalayim, and therefore you can be paid it. Shenemar ve'isa maseis meis panav. This is when gifts were given. Yosef gave gifts to the brothers, Yamin. Okay, Ella Bilakuach Bekesef Maaser Sheni. Okay, so we must be talking about something that was bought with Maaser Sheni. It's not actual Mois Maaser Sheni, but it's what you bought with the Mois Maaser Sheni Yushalayim. So the Gemara says, Lakuach Bekesef Maaser Nami Lifrike. Again, whatever you bought, whatever you have now. Because originally we thought it was money, now it's the fruits. Whatever it is, be pyrek it. So the Gemara says, that anything that's taken with Kesef Maaser Sheni and it became Tame, you can be paid it. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go back again. So if we're talking about fruits, that's what we're saying. Something you bought with the Maaser Sheni money, so it's now back to food, and the food went out, it became Tame, and why don't you be paid it? So the Gemara says, because this Bryce is talking about Kareb Yehuda, Damer Yikavar, that you can actually be paid it. You cannot actually be paid something that's lakuach b'maaser sheni back, because it's no longer strong enough. It's no longer potent enough. In other words, the original fruits, you can be paid that onto money because it has the full potency of the Meiser Sheni, so it can transfer. But now it's already went into money, and then you bought food again in Yerushalayim, it now lost. It's not as potent, and it can't be machal anymore onto money. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Therefore, he says yikaver. So now, Rabbi Yehuda, yatsa nami. So why do we have to say, again, if we're talking about you went to Yerushalayim, you brought the money in, you bought food, the food became tame, and in Rabbi Yehuda Shita, you can't transfer it, so then it's stuck in Yerushalayim, we should say bitul right there. Why are we saying that it left Yerushalayim? Why is that of significance over here if we're talking about tame? Eloilam bitahar. Okay, really, we're talking about that it's tahar, it's not tame. Umay yatsa denafal mechitzas. Okay, so again, what's the case talking about where we're going to say bitul on this yatsa v'nichnis? It doesn't actually mean yatsa, nichnis v'yatsa. You brought it into Yerushalayim and left. It means that the walls fell. It's stuck. Okay, so the Gemara says,
what does it mean?
Meaning, as soon as you go into Yerushalayim, it's koilet, right? It's koilet the money. Now it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. The money, or the fruits that you bought with this money. But now this money is stuck. It's koilet in Yerushalayim. Now, the yatsa, so we said, then bring it back, right? If it's supposed, it has to be eaten now. It has the kedusha. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But here, what happened was when we say yatsa is you brought the meiser sheni or the fruits, right? You ended up being paided onto fruits that is tahar. It went into Yerushalayim. Now it has the kedusha. You have to eat in Yerushalayim, and then the walls fell. Now you're stuck. What are you going to do? The walls fell. Right? They're gone. The walls are gone. Right? Period in history. Which the walls are gone. For Frekta Gemara. Hold on 1 second. Baharaba mechitza loichel daraisa mechitzas liklait. Okay, to say anything you brought in to be koilate is only the Rabbanon. Bechigazer Rabbanon ki isel mechitzas is only the Rabbanon will only gazer that you have to eat it when the walls of the mechitzas are there. Ki lasel mechitzas when the walls are no longer there. Like gazer Rabbanon. So there's like gazer. So how are you saying this is going to be problematic? The whole fact that it's koilate, bringing it in, grabs it to say that you have to eat it there. Okay, it's only the Rabbanon, meaning koilate means that I can no longer be paide. Meaning it's Meiser Sheni because it's Meiser Sheni. The point is, it's Koilet that, no, you're done. You can't be paid in anymore. That's what we're saying is a din de Rabbanon. And even though the Rabbanon were only Gezer when there were walls, Kivan de Gezeru, Gezeru. And even here where the walls fell, it's going to still be a problem. Again, all we're trying to figure out is, why is it a problem to be paid it, for instance, or do anything else with it, and we're relying on Bittel. Because like we said, if you have any other option, don't rely on bittul. The Brisa said that in this case, you would rely on bittul. So the Gemara says, Loi plug Rabbanon, bein isl l'mechitzas, bein lasl l'mechitzas. Okay, Loi plug. Or Rav Huna b'Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes, Chalda Katan. He actually combines it. So it seemed like, why did we get into this Meiser Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and then Nichnas V'yatza, which now means the walls fell. Okay, it's a separate din. Meaning number, there's two, the Brisa seem to be mentioning two different things that are batal. Number one, Meiser Sheni, Pachas V'Shav Pruta that became Tamei. So, meaning you can bittul bereif, it's pachas v'shav pruta, so you have no other option, is the way we explained it. Again, and then we explained with all the contingencies of why you have no other options. And number two is, ma'aser sheni, that you brought into Yerushalayim, so it was kailit, you can only be paida, and then you left. Now, left doesn't really mean left, it means the walls fell. So we have two different cases here where we're going to have to rely on bittul because we have no other way to deal with it. That's what the Brisa was talking about. However, says Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshes Chada Katani, that these two cases are actually one. Roll them all into one. Meiser Sheni She'ein B'Shava Pruta She'nichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. It's Meiser Sheni that doesn't have a Shava Pruta, meaning the Ein B'Shava Pruta is talking about this case. She'nichnas Yerushalayim V'yatza. Okay, and you can't be paid. Why? Because it's shein by shava pruta. So the Gemara says, "Amai ben yahadav v'nalei v'nechlei." What do you mean? It's fruits. So just go bring it back in and eat it. Now we're going to go through the whole same progression. The nafal mechitzas. Okay, the mechitzas fell. V'nifrake. So why don't you be pirate? Damar rava mechitzas lechol darais mechitzas liklait to rabbanon. The whole idea that Yerushalayim is koiled, that it grabs it, that you can no longer be paid. That's only din to rabbanon, and we would only make that din b'chigaz rabbanon ki isul the mechitzas. It's only when the walls are there. But ki lesul the mechitzas once the walls already fell, gaz rabbanon. Again, the Gemara says loy plug rabbanon. Okay, loy plug, and therefore we're going to have to. We cannot allow a pidyon over here, and we'll have to rely on bittul. Okay, like we just explained, we combined the two cases. So why is it dafta if it doesn't have a shava pruta? Afilu yeshbay nami. Even if it has a shava pruta, you're going to have the same problem. I have no way to deal with this, right? The walls fell. I can no longer eat it in Yerushalayim. Okay, so why is the shava pruta of consequence? So we say, lemi baya, you're right, lemi baya kamer. Lemi baya yeshbay diluk. that when it has a Shavar Pruta, it's significant enough that the Mechitzas of Yerushalayim, when he brought them in the first time, are Kaile, to no longer allow Padiya to be Paideh. Aval Aimbay, Aimal, like Kaltule Mechitzas Kamash Malan. Okay, but if it's less than a Shavar Pruta, you might say that the Mechitzas, when you brought it in the first time, were never Kaile, Kamash Malan. It was. Okay, and we combine these two cases together. So that is our digression from a digression from a digression. Okay? Now, back now, because we got into Padiyas Meiser Sheni, okay, and Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa brings in Imgal Yugal Ishmi Meisrei. Okay, so in this idea of we're now going to go to the Etzem Din, how do we know? Again, we know already that you cannot be paid the Meiser Sheni less than a Shavar Pruta. So what do we see? We see the following. We're going to bring up Braisa, which is going to discuss a similar sort of idea. Tanu Rabbanan, Imgal Yugal Ishmi Meisrei. That if a person redeems his meiser, mi meiser, but like kol meiser, prat la meiser sheni shein by shavar pruta, that you cannot be goyel, sell, pidia, mechalel, meiser sheni, right? You cannot deal with meiser sheni that's less than a shavar pruta. Now, itmar, revami amar, so we've been so far understanding this that if I have meiser sheni that's less than a shavar pruta, which we understood, again, it can't be toifis pidyainai, it can't go ahead and be koilet money because it's less than a shavar pruta. And therefore, we came into Chizki. That's how we got here, right? Chizki had a chop. Again, aside from the case where it became tummy and it was less than a shavar pruta, so you had to rely on bittel because you had nowhere else potentially to fit it in, or whatever the case was there, that you could fit it into a previous chilul that you had done. Now the question is, this that we say, Meiser she'en by shavar pruta, you can't be paid it, can't be mechal it, Meiser she'eni, itmar, ravami amar, ein by, that the Meiser Sheni doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, which is the Pashut way we understood it. Rav Asi Amar Ein B'chaim Shai. That its Chaimesh doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. Meaning, in order to be Mechal or Meiser Sheni, you need the Chaimesh to have a Shavar Pruta. Right? When a person is Mechal his own fruits onto money, he has to add a Chaimesh, which is the fifth. The next sugya that we'll get into is Chaimesh Milagav Milabar. Rashi clues us in here. But it's this that the Pasuk says, you cannot be Mechal when you have less than a Shavar Pruta. We have a Mechal Gizamarayim. Is it the Paris itself, or is it the Chaimish of the Paris, which means that if, let's say, the Chaimish is a fifth, right, Milabar, so you would need four Prutois of Meiser Sheni in order to have a Chaimish, which is a fifth, right, it's a fifth of the total. And now, really, what the Pasuk is telling us is you can only be Mechal Meiser Sheni if you have four, minimum of four Prutois. Okay, because the chaimish has to have. Rav Yechon Amar Ein Bay, Rav Shimon Lakish Amar Ein B'chaimsha. Okay, so like we have a machlokes between Ravami and Ravasi, we also have a machlokes between Rav Yechon and Rav Lakish, meaning when the pasuk says you need a minimum of a shavar pruta, is it the chaimish or the fruits themselves? Meisvei frak de Gemara, Meiser Sheni she'ein bay shavar pruta dayoy. Okay, it's enough for you to say sheyomer hu v'chaimsha mechol al Meiser Rishonis. Okay, so this was the lashon that we had said. In the Zawashan, this idea that we said that you can fit it in under previous Meiser Sheni that you are Mechal. But it's an interesting Lashon that it says. What does it say? It says, Dayoy Sheyoymer. Now, Bishlam Adam Adamar, Ein Bechaim Shai. If you say, Ein Bechaim Shai, meaning that you need the Chaimish to have it, Hainu Dektani Dayoy. That's the extra Lashon of Dayoy. It's coming to tell us that this is a little bit different, the Dayoy. Okay, it's not exactly. Rashi says, Hainu. Dayo kidechiskia, Boloy Armina Yamtin ad Shayamu Shalima Yamtin ad Kideshitarfu. Sorry. Ella Lamandab Dafagav de Bidi De Ispe. In other words, what's the extra word dayo? Even though the Meiser Sheni itself does have a Shavar Pruta, keeping the Bechum Shaleka Shapir. Okay? So I understand why we use the Lashon of dayo. I use the Lashon of dayo because even though the dayo is saying, even though the fruits themselves have a Shavar Pruta, the chiddush is that the chaimish has to have a shavar pruta. Elamandamar ein bay, right? That if the only meiser she'ema shavar pruta is meiser, that the meiser itself is not a shavar pruta, that's when you can't be machalit. It's not the chaimish. My dayoy, what's the lashon of dayoy kasha? So that's going to be a kasha, which as we know, kasha is minor. It's troublesome in a minor manner. It's not going to shlug it up. So again, we have a machlekes amarayim, this whole idea of coming back. So we started today discussing, really, what we started was the last part of the Mishnah, that you can use a mice, money that has aina, you can use it to be machal, mice or sheni, because anybody refuses to accept is aina and nefesh ra'a. And the way we ended up explaining that, we said, Rav Papa comes to say, anybody who doesn't want to accept it, we thought, meaning for anybody who doesn't want to accept it is a nefesh ra, which means, and the way we ended up understanding it at the Seif HaSogya was that even though it is a coin that's somewhat deficient, and we know Maaser Sheni, you can't be paid on to an asimain, still we'll consider this a coin and you can use it to be mechal. We originally entertained that you can be mechal at a face value, not an actual value, even though it's a coin that has oina, and we said that it can't be, right, kedechizkia, that's not really what chizkia means. Chizkia is saying that you have to be minayafa, meaning you have to do it extra nice. Again, you leave extra space, so that, and we know that because it's Efshar Latzamtzem. And how do we know that? By the second din of Chizkiyah, which is that if you have Maaser Sheni She'ein by Shava Pruta, you could fit it in on previously Mechol, on previous Mechol stuff. Then we asked the Kasha on that Chizkiyah, saying, hold on one second, in a case where we contrasted Maaser with Truma, in a case where Truma is Batol Be'echad Umeya, we said that Maaser Sheni is going to be Batol Berayv, right? And we proved that it's Batol Berayv. We're contrasting that. It's Batol Berayv. How do we prove it? We proved it from the Braisa where it said it straight out, because we couldn't actually get it from the first Braisa where we thought it was Chaimrei Truma and Kulei Maaser Sheni, because there were definitely Kulois of Truma there as well. And we said it's straight out in the Braisa. The Braisa brought these two cases where we're going to say Batol. But in general, what was the Kasha? Misal, the Chizkiya, if you have a way to deal, meaning if you have Maaser Sheni that is Pachat Shavar Putas, so, and it became Tame, so you can't take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it because it's Tame, and you can't be Machal because less than a Shavar Pruta. If Chizki is right, we said it's Batal. That's what the Braisa said. If Chizki is right, why should it be Batal? You should have a way to deal with it, just fit it into previous. So you said you don't have previous, and we came up with all different reasons why you can't figure this out to bring others, because if it is Batal Midar Raisa, that means that Midar Raisa, it's not really Maaser Sheni, so you can't combine Dar Raisa Maaser Sheni with it of a half a Pruta to make it into a full Pruta Mimachalet, and therefore we have to rely on Bittal. The second case the Braisa brought was another example of Bittal is Maaser Sheni that you brought up to Yerushalayim and became, and we originally said, we started to say became Tameh, and therefore you can be Mechal. We ended up saying that no, in any of those cases you should figure it out, but with the cases that the Mechitzas fell, that it was Koilet, you can't be Poydet anymore because the Mechitzas is Koilet, and even though the Mechitzas being Koilet is a Dindra Abanan, and it wouldn't be Koilet when the Mechitzas aren't there, since it was there, when you brought it up, the Mechitzas were there, so Loi Plug, and the second version of that, we ended up saying that we combined the two cases, it's Pachas Shavar Pruta that you brought up to Yerushalayim, and then what's the extra Chiddush? The Gemara goes through the same progression. The extra Chiddush is that even Pachas Shavar Pruta, the Mechitzas are Koilet, we're still going to say this Loi Plug, you have no way to deal with it. Since you have no way to deal with it, it's Batal Berayv, right? Which is what we said. And then we just came back to this case, what's the Makar that Maaser Sheni, Pachas Shavar Pruta, you can't be Machal. We learned that from the Pasuk of Imgal Yigal Ishmi Maisrei. Mi Maaserai v'lei kol Maaserai, meaning that there is a certain type of Maaser, you cannot be Goyal, you can't be Paida. What is that? Pachas v'Shavar Pruta. Now, in Pachas v'Shavar Pruta, we had two versions. It's either the Maaser itself is Pachas v'Shavar Pruta, or, and we had a Machlokes HaMaraim therein, or it's the Chaimish has to be at least a Shavar Pruta in order to be, which means that the minimum amount, according to the minimum amount of Maaser Sheni that you would have to be Machalo, in that version would be four, so that the Chaimish would be a Shava Pruta. And we just asked a little bit of Akasha on the Mandamar who held that it's the Maaser that needs to be a Shava Pruta. That's the minimum. It's a Maaser that needs to be Shava Pruta because the Lashon in which we said Dayoy Sheyoymer. I mean, you could fit it in Dayoy, which is saying like it's enough. It's an extra Lashon of Dayoy to be going on the Chaimesh. So that's a Chiddush in why we use the word Dayoy. But if you hold that it's really the actual Maaser Sheni needs to be minimum Shava Pruta, what is the Lashon of Dayoy? And the Gemara said Kasha.